Yeah, and there's so many more possibilities on ham radio. Like, you got FT8, all these different modes. You have, like, a full HF band, and, yeah, HFTV, everything. And for me, this is my opinion. CD is a kind of a... I mean, it's, like, really, obviously, it's an organized citizen band, and there's a lot of, you know, there's not really that much rules on that, so it's, you know, a crap show, on that, kind of why I prefer, amateur radio, too. It's more organized, and there's more controlled, I'd say, yeah, I think that, actually, the thing, when you're thinking about, skipping and stuff, you can go on, you know, you probably already know what QRZ, QRZ.com, and that tells you the space weather, and you search up space weather on Google, and, if you want, you can dive into that. That's how, TV radio signals skip off the atmosphere, the ionosphere. That's what it skips off of, but yeah, it's got to be certain, it's got to be, so it's called a KP index, and that's how still the ionosphere is. And if it's shaky, your signals get distorted and stuff. And then it's got to be a certain SFI, which is like, you can imagine it like a mirror, that ionosphere, and SFI is how shiny the mirror is. That has to be a certain amount, and then there's so much other stuff. But yeah, just look up space weather, and... sadly, I don't have any links for you, but you can learn a lot about that if you want.